ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. We're going to go straight away to the Upanishad, second valli of Kathopanishad, Upanishad, second chapter. Krishna Yajurvediye Kathaka Shakayam Kathaka Upanishadi Athava Kathopanishadi Prathamadhyaye Dvitiya Valli. The second section of the first chapter of the Kathaka branch of the Kathopanishad belonging to Kathaka branch of Krishna Yajurveda. So, Dvitiyavalli. I just read quickly the mantras. Anyakcheyonyadutaiva preyaste ubhenanarthe ಪುರುಷಂ ಸಿನೀತಃ ತಯೋಶ್ರೇಯ ಆದದಾನಸ್ಯ ಸಾಧುಭವತಿ ಹೀಯತೇರ್ಥಾತ್ ಯವು ಪ್ರೇಯೋ ವೃಣೀತೆ ಶ್ರೇಯಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರೇಯಶ್ಚ ಮನುಷ್ಯಮೇತಸ್ತೌ ಸಂಪರೀತ್ಯ ವಿನಕ್ತಿ ಧೀರಃ ಶ್ರೇಯೋ ಹಿ ಧೀರೋಭಿಪ್ರೇಯಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯಸೋ ವೃಣೀತೆ ಪ್ರೇಯೋ ಮಂದೋ ಯೋಗ ಕ್ಷೇಮಾದೃಣೀತೆ ಸತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರೇಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಿಯರೂಪಾಂಶ್ಚ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಅಭಿಧ್ಯಾಯನ್ ನಚಿಕೇತೋತ್ಯಸ್ರಾಕ್ಷೀ ನೈತಾಂ ಶೃಂಕಾಂ ವಿತ್ತಮಯೀಮ ವಾಪ್ತೋ ಯಸ್ಯಾಮಜ್ಜಂತಿ ಭಗವೋ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾಃ ದೂರಮೇತೆ ವಿಪರೀತೆ ವಿಶೋಚಿ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾಯಾಚ ವಿದ್ಯೇತಿ ಜ್ಞಾತ ವಿದ್ಯಾಭೀಪ್ಸಿನಂ ನಚಿಕೇತ ಸಂಮನ್ಯೇ ನತ್ವಾ ಕಾಮ ಬಹವೋ ಲೋಲೋಪಂತ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾಯಾಮಂತರೇ ವರ್ತಮಾನ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಧೀರಾಃ ಪಂಡಿತಂ ಮನ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ದಂದ್ರಮ್ಯಮಾನ ಪರ್ಯಂತಿ ಮೂಢ ಅಂಧೇನೈವ ನೀಯಮಾನ ಯಥಾಂಧ. Until this fifth mantra, we have just read the mantras. We have seen the meaning of the fourth mantra also. We saw the third and the fourth mantras, how Lord Yama himself was talking to Nachiketas, appreciating, like mentally having understood Nachiketas, Viveka Vairagyam, appreciating, understanding, the discriminative understanding and the dispassion of Nachiketas, Lord Yama himself was talking to Nachiketas. Generally, ordinary human beings would have really fallen for all the gifts Lord Yama offered. But Lord Yama said that Nachiketas himself chose Vidya. Nachiketas was Vidyabhipsi. Vidyabhipsi. And he himself was telling, knowledge is completely different, ignorance is something completely different, Vidya and Avidya are two different, completely divergent courses, diverse courses. They're complete different ends. But Nachiketas was a person who was aspiring for knowledge, Vidyabhipsi. And all the gifts Lord Yama offered did not tempt at all Nachiketas. And let's see the fifth mantra today. ಅವಿದ್ಯಾಯಾಮಂತರೆ ವರ್ತಮಾನ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಧೀರಾಃ ಪಂಡಿತಂ ಮನ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ದಂದ್ರಮ್ಯಮಾನಾಃ ಪರ್ಯಂತಿ ಮೂಢಾಃ ಅಂಧೇನೈವ ನೀಯಮಾನಾ ಯಥಾಂಧಾಃ. అవిద్యాయామంతరే వర్తమాన స్వయం ధీరా పండితం మన్యమాన స్వయం ధీరా పండితం మన్యమాన దంద్రమ్యమానా పర్యంతి మూఢా అంధేనైవ నియమానా యథాంధా. ఓకే, నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర ఆల్సో విల్ రీడ్. న సంపరాయ ప్రతిభాతి బాలం, న సంపరాయ ప్రతిభాతి బాలం ప్రమాద్యంతం విత్తమోహేన మూఢం. అయల్లోకో నాస్తి పరైతి మాని. న సంపరాయ ప్రతిభాతి బాలం ప్రమాద్యంతం విత్తమోహేన మూఢం. అయల్లోకో నాస్తి పరైతి మాని పునః పునర్వశమాపద్యతే మే. మానీ పునః పునర్వశమాపద్యతే మే. అయం లోకో నాస్తి పర ఇతి మానీ పునః పునర్వశమాపద్యతే మే. నసంపరాయ ప్రతిభాతి బాలం ప్రమాద్యంతం విత్తమోహేన మూఢం. అయం లోకో నాస్తి పర ఇతి మానీ పునః పునర్వశమాపద్యతే మే. శ్రవణాయాపి బహుభిర్యో న లభ్య శృణ్వంతోపి బహవోయం న విద్యుః. ఆశ్చర్యో వక్త కుశలోస్య లబ్ధా ఆశ్చర్యో జ్ఞాత కుశలానుశిష్టః. శ్రవణాయాపి బహుభిర్యో న లభ్య శృణ్వంతోపి బహవోయం న విద్యుః. ఆశ్చర్యో వక్త కుశలోస్య లబ్ధ ఆశ్చర్యో జ్ఞాత కుశలానుశిష్టః. శ్రవణాయాపి బహుభిర్యో న లభ్య శృణ్వంతోపి బహవోయం న విద్యుః. ఆశ్చర్యో వక్త కుశలోస్య లబ్ధ ఆశ్చర్యో జ్ఞాత కుశలానుశిష్టః. Let us see the mantra number 5 first. Avidyayam antare vartamana swayam dhira panditam manyamana dandramyamana paryanti mudha andhe naiva niyamana yathandha. సో అవిద్యాయాం అంతరే వర్తమానాః, యో వర్తతే ఇస్ ఆత్మనేపదం, యు ఆల్ నో. వర్తతే మీన్స్ అస్తి, విద్యతే. అండ్ వర్తమాన శానచంత శబ్ద. వర్తమానాః స్వయం ధీరాః పండితం మన్యమానాః దంద్రమ్యమానాః పర్యంతి మూఢాః అంధేన ఏవ నియమానాః అంధః యథా. అంధేనైవ నియమానాః యథా అంధాః తే పర్యంతి. సో అంతరే వర్తమానాః, పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ రిమైనింగ్ స్టీప్డ్ ఇన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, అవిద్యాయాం అంతరే వర్తమానాః. పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ ఇన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ మీన్స్ హు రిమైన్ స్టీప్డ్ ఇన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ మీన్స్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ ఇగ్నరెంట్. అవిద్యాయాం అంతరే వర్తమానం మీన్స్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ పీపుల్ అండ్ హౌ ఇగ్నరెంట్ దే ఆర్ దే రిమైన్ స్టీప్డ్ ఇన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ బట్ స్టిల్ హచ్ పీపుల్ మన్యమానాహ మన్యమానాహ దే థింక్ దే కన్సిడర్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ స్వయం పండితం మన్యమానాహ பண்டிதம் அன்யமானாக. They think themselves, others say, do not say they are great people, but they themselves consider, who are considering themselves to be wise. They're ignorant, remain steeped in ignorance, but they consider themselves to be highly learned people, they to be wise people. பண்டித்தம் மன்யமானாக, ஸ்வயம் மன்யமானாக, நாட்லி தட் தீராக, தே தம்செல்ஸ் கன்சிடர் தம்செல்ஸ் டு பி வைஸ் அண்ட் லேர்னட். தீரஹா மீன்ஸ் வைஸ், வி நோ த மீனிங். தீரஹா தே தம்ஸ் ஸ்வயம் தீராக மன்யமானாக, தே திங்க், தே கன்சிடர் தம்செல்ஸ் to be wise and panditam, to be learned also. And as people, they cannot be taught by others because they already think they are learned and they are wise. And as deluded people, moodaha, as people, pariyanti means what? Move about. They wander. Pariyanti means, see, they go round and round. Yanti means go. Yati, no, that yanti. Yati ataha yanti. But here, pariyanti means what? They go round and round and round means what? They keep on, they pariyanti. How? Dandramyamanaha. They go round and round, that move about. Dandramyamanaha. Dandramyate means wanders all over. Dandramyate means wanders all over. Dandramyamanaha. They are wandering all over. Means there is no clarity. They are not clear about their end. See, who are wandering all over, everywhere, means what? If you do not know the destination where you have to go, then you simply will be going from one place to other place, one place to one place, you will simply wandering. The same way here, people who do not have any purushartha nischaya, so do not know, oh, this is what the human life is lived for, this is what I am living this life for. This moksha is the absolute, ultimate, choiceless, common, human, universal end. This has to be discovered one day or the other. Unless and until moksha is discovered, there's no way of being always peaceful, happy. This life of samsara will be continuously there. There's no way of discovering moksha. So moksha is the choiceless goal. I had to discover this. Unless it is discovered, there is no way of having the absolute everlasting peace and happiness. Because it's something to be discovered. Not knowing what happiness is, not knowing what moksha is. Simply, I'm searching for moksha everywhere. By pursuing artha kamas, I can never attain it. Why? Because it is something to be discovered. And discovery of moksha is discovering the truth. So, knowledge of the truth is the ultimate goal. That purushartha nischaya must be there. And these people do not have that purushartha nischaya. They do not know the value of jnanam. They do not become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Though the goal is not very clear. Now, artha kamas become the ultimate goals. And such people are dandramyamanaha. Dandramyamanaha, who are wandering all over, not having clarity regarding the ultimate goal. Such people, unfortunately, they themselves consider that they are learned, they are wise. Swayam panditam manyam mudha, swayam panditam, swayam dhiraha, panditam manyamanaha. They think they are themselves wise, and they consider themselves to be learned also. And such people are people, yatha, andhaha niyamanaha andhena eva. And such people are like the people who are the blind people who are led by the blind. Andhena niyamanaha andhaha. Yatha, just as, yatha, just as, andhaha, blind person, andhaha, the blind people, who are led by another blind. If a blind leader leads a group of blind people, what will happen? All of them are blind. And the person who leads them also is a blind person. So, what will happen? They have to fall. If the blind person not knowing where he is going, how he should be going, he is going. And following this one blind person, all the blind people are going. When he falls, all of them have to fall. They all are blind. Yatha andaha andhe niyamanaha tatha. They are, those ignorant people are like the blind people who are led by another blind person. This is the literal meaning. The same exact words, the mantra we came across also in Mundaka Upanishad. Do you remember? Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. What it means is, one ignorant person ignorant people, and himself is ignorant. How can he make other person, people clear minded? He cannot impart, he cannot teach anything. Here, these people are led by their ignorant intellect. The blind person leading the group of blind people means here, they are, all these ignorant people are led by their own ignorant mind, their own confused intellect, deluded intellect. Therefore, there's no way of attaining jnanam, there's no way of attaining moksha, leave alone attaining jnanam. They can never become mentally prepared, ready also, because they will not even know the value of dharma. And their commitment to the adartha kamas will confuse them always, that they will not be able to manage even their own emotions, that there's no way of discovering the truth, there's no way of attaining moksha also. That means they will continue to be in samsara. They will continue to be in samsara. Why? They won't be able to become prepared for the attainment of jnana. Mental preparation also will not be possible. Because the whole, all their way of life, everything that they do in their life is governed by their own personal likes and dislikes, their own emotions, because their whole life is led by their own unclear, deluded intellect. This is the literal meaning of the mantra, this mantra. Next mantra.
Nasamparayav pratibhati balam pramadyantam vittamohena modham ayalloko nasti para iti mani punav punar vashamapadyate me.
The commentary class again, we'll see elaborately. But now, as the literal meaning.
Na samparayav pratibhati balam pramadyantam vittamohena modham ayalloko nasti para iti mani. Pratibhati balam
ప్రమాద్యంతం విత్తమోహేన మూఢం అయం లోకో నాస్తి పర ఇతి మానీ పునః పునర్వశమాపద్యతే మే. So here samparayaha, so samparayaha literally has many meanings, as I told you already. Here the discipline, the disciplined enjoined by the shastram, discipline enjoined by the shastram is samparayaha. And the samparayaha na pratibhati, na samparayaha pratibhati means any disciplined enjoined by the shastram na pratibhati does not appeal, na pratibhati does not, pratibhati means does not appeal, means really does not have any weight for these people. Why? Because of their total delusion. And whom? Balam. Balaha literally means a boy, a child. But here, these people, the person, even if he is much older physically, but still if he is emotionally immature, he is a very indiscriminate person. Therefore, this deluded, immature, indiscriminate person. So for all the, only one single word is used here, balam na pratibhati. The discipline enjoined by the shastram, not at all, is not up at all appealing to this immature, immature, indiscriminate, deluded person. Why? Pramadyati. Pramadyan purushaha. This, not only he is indiscriminate. Pramadyantam balam. Pramadyantam is an adjective of this indiscriminate person. See, pramadyati. Pramadyati is a verb. Madhyati. Pra is a prefix. Pramadyati. Pramadyati means one who neglects. Pramadyan means the one who is neglecting. Neglecting person. So negligent person. Neglecting. Neglects. Is it? Pramadyati neglects. Pramadyan shatru anta shabda. The one who is neglecting. Neglecting what? Neglecting the disciplined enjoined by the shastram. Why? It's not at all appealing to this person. Why not appealing? Because he is indiscriminate person, immature person, deluded person. How do you know? Next word says moodham. He is moodaha. Moodaha is one who does not have discriminative understanding, discriminative knowledge of what is permanent, what is impermanent. So for one person who is totally deluded, there's no discriminative understanding, discriminative knowledge. The way he is deluded, and being deluded, and he is neglecting the shastra enjoined discipline because it is not at all appealing to him. Moodham na pratibhati. Kidrusham moodham na pratibhati. Kid moodham. Pramadyantam balam na pratibhati. Shastra enjoined discipline is not at all appealing to this immature person who is deluded and who is neglecting the teaching. He is totally deluded. Why? Because deluded by what? Mohena. He is deluded. Mudaha, it means an adjective participle. Deluded. Moha is a noun. he is deluded by his, here the word moha literally means delusion. But here moha, which means delusion, should be taken as his passion, craving passion for vittam. Vittam means wealth. Vitta mohena mudaha. Vitta mohena mudaha. See, the word moha literally means what? Delusion, noun form. Mohanam means what? Deluding. Moha, delusion. Okay, muhyati is deluded. Mudaha, deluded person. But here, and he, because of his craving for wealth, here the word moha means the craving for wealth, passion for wealth, attachment to wealth. Because of his craving for wealth, the great attraction towards wealth he has, the infatuation he has for wealth, vitta mohena mudaha, he is totally deluded by his craving for wealth. Okay, therefore, such a person, ayam lokaha nasti. For such a person, even nothing best can be enjoyed, nothing best in this world is enjoyable for him. Na paraha. Okay, there's nothing beyond this world also attainable for him. Ayam lokaha asti. One more meaning. Ayam lokaha asti. Na paraha. Iti. Ayam lokaha asti. Na paraha iti mani. See, mani. See, yaha manyate saha mani. Manin. Please understand, make a note. The word mani means the one who is highly proud, arrogant person. The person of self-aggrandizement is called mani. But here the mani is the one who is thinker, one who is thinking. But this mani, the person of such wrong thinking, I am lokaha asti. Okay, my first, this is the meaning you have to take. I am lokaha asti means what? This world, which, where I am living, what I am experiencing, what I am enjoying is very much there. This world is real, this world alone is. So, paraha nasti. Paraha nasti means what now? Apart from this world, which I am experiencing and enjoying here, okay, there's nothing beyond this world. It is his own thinking. I am lokaha means what? It implies asti. This world which I am experiencing, which I am enjoying at present alone is. Beyond this world, beyond this, there is nothing. There's nothing means what? He does not even know anything which can be enjoyed in higher lokas. Even Veda says he may accept it, but he does not know there's something called absolute purushartha, ultimate goal. The purushartha, there's moksha, there is everlasting happiness, there's fullness of happiness, there is reality, and the reality is of the nature of fullness of happiness, and reality is there as one's own self, and one has to discover the truth. Discover the truth of the world obtaining as one's own self. That is how one has to discover happiness, etc. He does not know. For him, nothing exists. All that exists is what? This world of objects. And this world of objects alone are real. This world is here. Therefore, what? This is the ultimate goal. So work very hard. Do anything. Enjoy these objects in this world. There's nothing beyond this. Paraha nasti. Ayam lokaha paraha nasti. Iti mani. The person is such a thinker. Mani here means thinker, not a person of pride. Mani also means a person of pride, a proud person. But here mani means a thinker. A person, the thinker, he is such a thinker. He is such a thinker that this world which I am enjoying alone is there. There is nothing beyond this world. Paraha nasti. Other than this world, there is nothing beyond this. And Lord Yama tells Nachiketas, oh Nachiketas, okay, such a person, what happens to him? Me vasham punaha punaha apadyate. Such a person, punaha punaha me vasham apadyate. Apadyate means agachati. A person of such a thinking, such a thinker, in whose thinking, there's nothing beyond this world. This world alone is there. Therefore, whose commitment is only to the enjoyment of things of this world, such a person, continuously remaining steeped in ignorance, what happens? He becomes subject to death again and again and again. He will be born again. He will be living his whole life, okay, exhausting his paradha karma phalam. No, and then accumulating only arthakamas, accumulating punya papams, and again he will fall apart. Again his body will fall apart, he'll die, again he'll be born. So punaha punaha me vasham apadyate means punaha punaha saha mat samipam agachati. What does it mean? Again and again he becomes subject to mortality. When Lord Yama tells, punaha punaha me vasham agachati. Me vasham means he remains under my control again and again. He remains in my grip again and again. Me vasham. He remains in my grip. He remains under my control again and again means He becomes subject to mortality. Again and again, he becomes subject to death means he will continue to be in samsara. He'll be born again and again. He'll go through life of parts of opposites again and again. Again and again, he will become subject to death also, which means he will continue to remain in samsara. Okay. That is why here Lord Yama emphasizes, even for somebody to accept the Veda Shastram as a Pramana Grantaha and to accept the discipline enjoined by the Pramana Grantaha. Okay, accept that one must have such a degree of maturity. Otherwise, if he is a Balaha, if he is very physically aged, he's grown older, but there's no maturity. He's a very indiscriminate person, unintelligent person. He is totally deluded person and who simply rejects the Shastra teaching, who is neglecting Shastra teaching. Such a person naturally, and his total action is only towards, and because of his craving for the kamas, he is completely, becomes totally deluded again. For him, enjoyment of objects of pleasures in this world alone is enough. Because this world alone is real for him. This world alone exists for him. He cannot even imagine something absolute end. Something called absolute end, which has to be accomplished in terms of knowledge. Nothing. So paraha na asti. For whom such a thing does not even exist. And the person of such thinking, such a thinker, mani, iti mani, punaha punaha mevasham apadyate. So punaha punaha matsamipam agacchati. Helplessly, he will become, he'll be subject to mortality again and again, being born again and again, going through the life of pairs of opposites again and again. He will continue to remain in samsara. This is the literal meaning of this mantra. Na samparaya bhati balam. Ayam loko nasti para iti mani. Ayam loko nasti para iti mani. Punav punarvashama padyate me. So, vitta mohena pramadyantam moodham balam samparayaha na pratbhati, na pratibhati. If you take that word, prati can be taken as prefix, but prati, two words. Prati means two words. So, bhati means shines. So, pramad, vittamohena pramadyantam moodham balam prati samparayaha na bhati. We can say that way also. Pramadya, vittamohena pramadyantam moodham balam prati samparayaha na bhati. Okay. Samparayaha. The disciplines, you can say the all the disciplines together. The discipline of teaching or the discipline enjoined by the Shastra is not at all appealing towards to that person, to that immature individual person who's totally neglecting. Rejecting the teaching. And who is deluded by his craving for wealth. For him, this world alone exists. There's nothing beyond this world exists for him. He has no clue of the parapurushartha. He has no distinct understanding of time-bound ends, absolute timeless end, limited ends. Relative ends, absolute end, etc. And such a thinker, Yaladyama says, helplessly becomes subject to mortality again and again. He says in his own language, me vasham punaha punaha apadyate. Next mantra. Shavanayapi bahubharyo nal Bahubharyo na labhyaha. Seventh mantra. Shavanayapi bahubharyo na labhyaha. Shrunvantopi bahavoyam na vidyuhu. Shavanayapi bahubharyo na labhyaha. Shrunvantopi bahavoyam na vidyuhu. Aschariyo vakta kushalosya labdha. Aschariyo vakta kushalosya labdha. Aschariyo jnata kushalano shishtaha. So, first he praised, Lord Yama praised Anachiketas himself. Then he also condemned the person who is not at all interested in the teaching and who remains steeped in ignorance. The consequence of not having Purushartha Nischaya, not having interest in the Shastra teaching, there was no way of understanding the Purushartha also. Such a person will continue to remain in samsara, he said. Now he is saying in this mantra, Lord Yama talks about the teacher and also about the sishyaha. Who is a real disciple? Who is a real teacher? The one who is aspiring for the teaching, or really deserves the teaching. Who is that? No, it's very rare to find a disciple who is genuinely aspiring for the teaching, knowing the value of the teaching, the total commitment, the pursuit of jnanam, and with the purushartha nischayaha, with having moksha as the ultimate goal. Such a disciple, it is very rare to find such a disciple. No, Lord Yama says here, Shravanayapi bahubhriyo na labhyaha. Shunvantopi bahavoyam na vidyuhu. Aschariyo vakta kushalosya labdha. Aschariyo jnata kushalanu shishtaha. See, Shravanam is what? A gerund, listening. Shravanam, listening, hearing. Shravanena, Shravanaya. So fourth case. As a noun, as a gerund, it is declinable word. So Shravanaya, for listening. Shravanaya api, even for listening. Okay. Yaha na labhyaha. Leave alone somebody who's capable of understanding. Even for listening, na labhyaha is not available. Labhyaha na is not available. Here, yaha, who is not available for listening? The word yaha is a relative pronoun. Please make a note. This is relative pronoun, masculine gender relative pronoun. Yaha, yad shabdaha, dakarantaha, pullingaha, yad shabdaha. Then tasya prathama vibhakto yeka vachane yaha iti rupam. Yaha is a nominative, masculine, relative pronoun. Yaha. We come across many times everywhere. This relative pronoun, yaha means the one who. But here, this yaha implies atma. So yaha, this yaha stands for atma. Shravanaya api na labhyaha. Bahubhihi. Bahubhihi na labhyaha. Labhyaha also means cannot be attained. Even through listening. Means here this, the atma is not available even for listening for many people. This atma cannot be attained through listening by many people. Many people can try. Bahubhihi, by many people, atma cannot be attained through listening. This is the meaning. Otherwise, this atma is not attainable, not available for many people, even for listening. Api shunvantaha. ಶೃಣ್ವನ್ ಶತ್ರು ಅಂತ ಶಬ್ದ ಶೃಣೋತಿ, ಶೃಣ್ವನ್ ತಕಾರ ಅಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಶೃಣ್ವತ್ ಶಬ್ದ, ಶೃಣ್ವನ್ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತೋ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತ ಅಂಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತ ಅಪಿ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಶೃಣ್ವಂತ ಅಪಿ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ದ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಬಹವಹ ನ ವಿದ್ಯುಹ್, ಬಹವಹ ನ ವಿದ್ಯುಹ್. ಎಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ, ಎಂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಮ್ಯಾಸ್ಕುಲಿನ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಹ. ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ನ ವಿದ್ಯುಹ್, ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಆತ್ಮ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಬಹವಹ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತಹ ಅಪಿ, ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್, ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್, ನ ವಿದ್ಯುಹ್, ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಎಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಸೊ ಎಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು, ಅಂಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಮೇಕ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಲಿಸನ್, ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಬಹವಹ ನ ವಿದ್ಯುಹ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿದ್ಯುಹ್? ನ ವಿದಂತಿ, ನ ವಿದ್ಯುಹ್, ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ವಕ್ತ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯೋ ವಕ್ತ, ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ವಕ್ತ, ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಸ್ಟಾನಿಶ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ವಂಡರ್. ವಕ್ತ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ, ದಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅನ್ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ, ದ ಟೀಚರ್. So vakta here means speaker. Vakta is what? Rikarantaha pullingaha vaktru shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha vaktru shabdaha. Nominative case vakta. Vakta means the speaker. Speaker means who here? The teacher, one who teaches the shastram. Or one who unfolds the nature of the atma. The one who reveals the atma. How can a teacher reveal the Atma? By unfolding the nature of the Atma. So the Vakta, Vakta, the person who unfolds the nature of the Atma, who reveals the Atma, is a wonder. It is very rare, very difficult to find. And asya labdha kushalaha. Asya labdha. Asya means atmanaha labdha. Labdha also. Don't take okay. Labdha, vakta. They're all rikaranta shabda. Rikarantaha pullingaha labdhru shabdaha. Labdhru. Namely case labdha. ಯಹ ಲಭತೆ ಸಹ ಲಬ್ಧ, ಯಹ ವದತಿ ಸಹ ವಕ್ತ. ಲಬ್ಧೃ ಶಬ್ದ. ಸೊ ಲಬ್ಧ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಆಪ್ಟೈನರ್, ದಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್. ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ಲಬ್ಧ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಟೈನರ್, ಅಟೈನರ್. ಅಟೈನರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಿ ಆಪ್ಟೈನರ್. Obtainer means the one who discovers, the discoverer of this Atma. Asya means of this. The discoverer of this Atma is also Kushalaha. Kushalaha means extremely smart. And therefore what? Very rare to find such a person. So that's also wonder. Asya Labdha Kushalaha. The discoverer of that and be given to the listening, teaching, listening to Anubhavam under the teaching. The person who discovers the Atma, the discoverer of the Atma is also wonder. Kushalaha means extremely smart, which means he's a wonder. Kushalana Sishtaha. Kushalana Sishtaha. So, Anusishtaha. Anusishtaha means the student who is instructed. The student who is instructed is Anusishtaha. And Kushalaha here means a great teacher. Kushalana Sishtaha. The student who is instructed by a clear-headed teacher, clear-headed spiritual teacher, Kushalana Sishtaha. A disciple who is instructed, who is taught by a clear-headed teacher, Jnata. So Kushalana Sishtaha, he is the Kushalaha Anusishtaha. You can say Kushalana Sishtaha, Anusishtaha, one who is instructed. So the disciple who is instructed by a great teacher, thereby Jnata, and one who has the vision of the Atma, is also wonder. Jnata, also Rikarantaha, Pullingaha, Jnatru Shabdaha, the knower of Atma. Jnata Ascharyaha. So, Ali is a discoverer of the Atma. Jnata, the person who knows the Atma, the knower of the Atma, is also Ascharyaha, wonder. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Shravanayapi bhagavaryo na labhyaha. Shunvantopi bhagavoyam na vidyuhu. Ascharyo vakta kushalosya labdha. Ascharyo jnata kushalano sishtaha. It is very rare to find a highly committed student. Very rare to find a highly, committed teacher. And there's many people may be interested in listening. But even for listening, this Atma is not available for listening for many people. Which means many people are not listening. And even if many people are listening, they do not understand. Listening to the unfoldment of the nature of the Atma, still they do not understand. And the person who really unfolds the nature of the Atma, the speaker, the teacher, is a wonder. And the student who is instructed by this excellent teacher and who understands the teaching, who knows the Atma, is also a wonder. So here, Shravanaya api bahubihi na labhyaha. Yam shunvantaha api bahavaha na vidyuhu. Okay, and vakta ascharyaha. Asya labdha kushalaha. Kushalana shishtaha sanne jnata ascharyaha. This is the literal meaning of this mantra. Okay. Now we need to understand. These are simple mantras. But the eighth mantra, you need to really understand. So what does the seventh mantra convey? In the seventh mantra, Upanishad presents the praise of the self-knowledge. Upanishad praises the self-knowledge. The Atma Jnanam itself is glorified in this mantra. How is it glorified? Atma Jnanam is not an easy joke. Not something simple, not something ordinary. The Atma Jnanam is the greatest wisdom which alone can liberate a person from bondage of samsara. And it is this Jnanam accomplished in which everything else becomes accomplished. Such great knowledge is not an ordinary thing. It is extremely rare wisdom, knowledge. Why? Because even though knowledge is of such benefit, knowledge can bless a person with even the moksha. But people who do not have Purusharth Nischaya, who are not even aspiring for moksha, cannot know the value of knowledge. Therefore, they won't be interested in listening to the unfoldment of the teaching. And if at all people have because of apatata jnanam, somewhere listen to something, somehow they understand, oh, moksha is the ultimate goal, jnanam is the only means, etc. Then even if they make efforts to listen, many people are listening also. And because of the distractions, because of the disturbances, they seem to be listening, but still they really do not understand the teaching. And why? Because they have so many obstacles, so many patibandhas. They listen, they make effort. Somehow they have got Purusharth Nischaya. Somehow they become committed to the pursuit of jnana. But so many obstacles. Adhyatmikatapaha, adibhautikatapaha, adidaivikatapaha. So many obstacles that they're so disturbed, they're not able to really clearly see, understand the teaching. See, vina punyena na advaita vasana pumsa. Unless a person has tremendous punyam, it is not at all possible to be exposed to the Upanishadic teaching. And whoever is exposed to Upanishadic teaching, definitely, I say somewhere, somehow, they must have had some punyam. Otherwise, it is not possible. That's what Lord Yama implies in this mantra. And Upanishad itself tells this. And even if teachers are there, they may have knowledge. They must be able to communicate well. And even if the person is available and the person who follows the teaching should understand, it's very rare to find such a discoverer of the Atma, the knower of the self, who understands the teaching. It's very rare. Therefore, if there is such a student and he is a wonder, there's a teacher that is a wonder. The teaching itself is a great wonder. It's just in this mantra, Upanishad presents the glorification of Atma Jnanam. Okay. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.